Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to March, almost officially spring, and the vernal equinox, which we will be having in 2 weeks. I think it's 21st, 22nd, somewhere along there. So I tell people even people that live in warm places are actually very happy for the spring because there's always a change of energy and needed a change of energy to go to all the new things that we like to have spring do for us and skipping the step and all of the other above things here. So anyway, I'm actually very thrilled about my guest tonight. We share a common friend. I don't know if she knows, but I'm very good friends with Austin Wells, who actually referred me to her. I've known Austin for a really long, long time, and we've worked together for a really long, long time. And I've been reading her book, you know, and it's been you have some extremely cool stuff on here, but I'm going to talk about you in a minute. But anyway, I just want to welcome everybody to the March Show, Blog Talk Radio, Suzanne Northrup, and my very special guest coming up here in just a moment will be Tacy Dumblazer, and she's definitely a blazer. I would definitely recommend that the end of her name really defines her. Quite literally. She's got wonderful endorsements. Like I said, Austin endorsed her book, and William Galvarelli, who does the Palladium series, I know him as well, and I know Christian Mitchell. So she knows a lot of the people that I know through, obviously, through a lot of the work that we do. But she has some, like, really kind of very cool things in her book. But anyway, I'm going to bring her on. She is the author of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships, Heal Spiritual Trauma to Open Your Heart and Restore Your Soul. And God knows we can all use that. And obviously by my long list of phone calls here, there's obviously an interest in what she has to say, or she's got a huge following, and both of those things are always intact. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thank you so much. It is so wonderful to be here. And yes, I just learned that how well you and Austin know each other. I was so excited to recognize the connection. That's very exciting. I love Austin.
Yeah. Yeah, she's fine people. We actually share a birthday within the same time, different month, but yes, we've known each other for really actually a really long time, even longer than we were talking about it. I think a month ago. So because I'm having her on my show, we've done a Mother's Day show for the last few years in a row. So we're going to be doing another one in May. But so I was mentioning your name, and she goes, "Oh, that's great! I'm so glad you're having Tracy on." And I said, "Yes." And so anyway, we went back and forth with that. But yes, she's good peeps, and I think that. Besides a lot of the things, one of the things that I could see why she would be a great endorser for your book, because you're very much sort of on the wavelength in terms of a lot of the soul activity and the connecting to it, and just you know, drama, trauma, whatever you want to kind of call it, that she
right.
does a lot within her work. So I'm not surprised, and she considers herself as equally as well as a shaman, that you would really kind of like be sort of in the same realm here. But in any case, the book is as I said, Conquer Your Karmic Relationships, Heal Special Trauma to Open Your Heart and Restore Your Soul. And I like the trauma thing, and I think that's a really key piece here. But you have something else in here, and I'm not going to like go on to all of that with the audience, but just kind of opening up, you know, sort of like, some key sentences or words that you want to share with people a little bit about your work, but because like I said, you've got, you know, a great following, and I know you combine a lot of modalities in your work, from being a shaman and a spiritual empath and all of that stuff, and a 9-time national award-winning author, not to mention. But I would say, like, you know, sort of start off, give me kind of like a sense of how I know the importance of your work, but how you break that down to those that you obviously really very painfully love to do, obviously, in helping people with so many elements of relationships and trauma and all that to it. So if you could break that down to a small segment, that would be great, because then there's another thing I kind of like want to follow through, one of your kind of favorite words that you use in the book, and I love it quite strongly. So there you go, Tracy.
Absolutely. Yeah, so part of the reason why I wrote this book, and I wanted to use the word karma, because we like to use that word a lot, and it's a buzzword.
It's a buzzword, but people, and it's overused word, and not a lot of people really know what it means. And that's one of the things that I love, that you not only put it in the title, but you really go forth and sort of like break that down. That's great.
Exactly. In a non-religious connection, you know, karma is not punishment and reward. Karma is a word that describes action and the reaction that comes from every action that we take, and that implies patterns. So any action that we take, when we form a habit, and karma is representative of what that habit looks like over time and space. So over mm-hmm. multiple incarnations or multiple years, or what it looks like when you have done the same thing over and over again, and then the reaction that inspires from the universe in terms of lessons for us, in terms of a deeper understanding for us. When we have karma, we have patterns or ways that we relate to our outside world and to ourself that are intrinsic. And it is our karma, mm-hmm. right, to come in and learn what those are, recognize whether or not they continue to suit us, and if they don't, to learn to change them and to put something else in their place that becomes that is healing for us and others.
Mhm. Mhm. Right.
So it's just. Go ahead.
So go ahead. But what I kind of wanted to just sort of slip in there, because I'm very well aware of shamanism, and shamanism, that's one of the whole things that shamanism is really about. And I was telling somebody just mm-hmm. recently, like, you know, when we were discussing, you know, mediums, and I go like, well, to be quite honest with you, that term has not been around very long. And they kind of like laughed at me and go like, no, actually medium, the word actually medium and mediumship has really not been around very long. It was actually more coined in the period of the 1900s by the British Society, Society of Research, and all those kind of folks. And but I think
right.
shamanism has been around for like millions of years, and so
exactly
they kind of like looked at me, and I go like, well, and they are same but different, you know, because I'm very close to I have a very good friend also, Linda Fitch. I'm sure you know her work, and
mm-hmm.
we've worked a lot with what my work is and what hers is, and so and we were actually just, you know, recently, because I'm having her I've got a webinar with her coming up this month, but that was one of the things that she talked about, and it was nice because for me it was refreshing. And then when I read your bio and stuff through your book, I thought like, oh yeah, this is going to be perfect for tonight, because this has been kind of really one of the things that I've been really exploring a lot, and have had, you know, her and now you on my show, and this is kind of nice, because I think it's going to open up some wonderful doors for a lot of people there. And just by the way, everybody, to get a hold of Tracy, you call Tracy, but by her name is spelled TRACEEDUN Blazer, BLAZIER.com.
Mm-hmm.
And of course her email is Tracy at sbcglobal.net. Of course all the stuff is on my site. You can go to my site, and by the way, you can download any show that I have on Blog Talk that I've had for the last 15 years, and Tracy's as well. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tracy. So you were saying, and it's true. You're absolutely right. The definition of karma is not about good and bad. It's basically a law. Period.
Right. It's about understanding yeah, how the universe works. And, you know, in terms of the work that I do, I'm a spiritual empath, and I was born a shaman. I was born with the natural ability to be multidimensional. And oh. I was multi-spirited. I was born multi-spirit. I had many spirits that came in with me. There was always me, but I had many, many attachments that came in because we had a lot of work to do, all of us, and I was the conduit to help many of my spirit guides, many of my lifetimes, many of these imprints of who I was to grieve and to grieve so that I could integrate and pull back those parts of my spirit from the dimensions where they existed and bring them here so that I could be present and effective. So
wow.
that's you know, shamanism is something that it helps you to, all of us have aspects to ourselves that awaken in us at different intervals of our life. Sometimes it can be inspired by an accident or a tragedy or a trauma of some sort. That's why this relationship to trauma is so valuable, to begin to relate to it as something that's not... everybody has some form of trauma, and everybody's relationship to that trauma is their relationship. They're not really comparable.
Yes,
and it is through the process of and healing and integrating what we learn from those traumas, it allows us to be present and here now, which gives us more efficacy in everything that we do in our life.
Okay, so... One of the things that's your very big thing in the book, which I happen to really love it, by the way, is the Demon Slayer.
Yes.
And I think you use the, I know you use the Demon Slayer in a lot of different analogies and parts of exactly what you just said. But I also want to say, do you use this also when you do your altar work as well? Or is that like a separate, separate deal?
Yes. I think I know what you mean by that. So
because I know that shamanism, altar work is very prominent in terms of, you know, grief and trauma and all that stuff.
Right.
So when I was reading about all the different levels of the Demon Slayer, which you're talking about in terms of relationships and interrelationships and the trauma that you're talking about, I'm just wondering, do you tie them in with any of your, you know, shamanic techniques, or is that
absolutely
that kind of in a different program?
No, it's to me, there are no separations for anything. Like all of the techniques that I use, like when I love working with altars. I love something that helps my unconscious self be connected to what is my conscious desire? What is my need for healing? What is the work I want to do in the world? You know, how do I want to help others? How can I be of service? Using an altar helps me to connect to all of those aspects of myself so that
Got
I
it.
Can then mirror that for others.
Got it. So then the Demon Slayer is?
So the Demon Slayer is... that aspect of yourself which is relentless in its desire to heal.
Mm.
A Demon Slayer doesn't take no for an answer.
Huh. Interesting.
There, you know, there can be, you know, there are very few, the only real religious paradigm that uses, that connects to the idea of demons as an entity, right? Every religion has a relationship to what a demon is as an energy,
right,
or a foe or something inside us that we have to, an obstacle that we have to transcend or transform. But it is part of the reason why I use the D word in the book title and in the series title is because people need to find a way to face that fear. Of what a demon is and how to overcome it. And when you are fighting for your life, for your spirit, for your soul, for your heart, when you're fighting for something, you can't take no for an answer. Like that's spiritually speaking. That's not true on a physical level. It's not necessarily true on an emotional level.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
But you have to have that level of commitment. And the first step to that is to face whatever it is that you fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to bring up this conversation, culturally speaking, I wanted to bring up this conversation in the public eye because that's, you know, the D word is something that people run from. You know,
absolutely.
we will talk about everything else, but we are afraid of that. And they don't, I mean, they exist. And for some people who live in that paradigm, when you are in that paradigm of dealing with demons, they're terrifying. But the purpose is to really recognize that they are, that you have power over them.
Mm-hmm.
They have
mm-hmm.
to come to your world. You don't have to go to theirs. And they only have access through you. And if you don't give them that access, if you face them, if you manage or transform that old archaic energy, they cease to be. And there's a learning to that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So my hashtag is hashtag be a slayer, because that's what I think that's what we all need to do right now. Be a slayer.
That's great. That's great. Well, you know, it's interesting because, I've been, doing this work for like 4 years. I remember, obviously like in my beginning classes that I did with people for many years and in the classes every once in a while, and I know you're going to relate to this, people would, they would say like, well, what should we use the Ouija board? And I said, no, you should not use the Ouija board. And I've explained to
right.
them the reason why you don't use it is because what you're doing is you're doing exactly what you just said. You're allowing anything to come in because you're saying like, hey, come see me. I want to, whatever. And then they come
right.
visit you, you bless them in, and then you can't get rid of them. And so I would
right.
be adamant about this. Of course, then I always made the joke. I said like, well, you know who made this Ouija board? And they go, yeah, Parker Brothers. And I said, well, do you know where Parker Brothers was originally, where the factory was? And they go, no. I go, it was in Salem, Massachusetts.
Was it really?
It was in Salem, Massachusetts.
I had no idea.
I actually wanted to put it in my first book, but I guess for legal reasons, my publisher said, no, you can't be doing that. They'll be coming after us. So, yes, it was in
right.
Salem. So, obviously, they tore whatever they did. They eliminated it because it was in Salem, Massachusetts. So, it's sort
wow.
of like was, yeah, it's a play on words, but in reality, it was like there was a reason why. And so
exactly.
that's exactly what I shared, with anybody that studied with me, or we all studied together, and that I'd say like that you invite them in, and when you invite them in, you're giving permission. So essentially, that's what you're saying here. You're saying that you shouldn't be given permission because that's not the program. That's not what we do. You have control over
well,
it. Nothing can enter your vibration without your permission.
Yes, but I do want to say I want to expand on that because people are born sometimes they carry demons from previous incarnations with
right.
them and each of us at some point that demon was created by us for us
mm-hmm.
at some point in our evolution and
I
so
that's yes.
that's part of the reason why we don't need to be fearful of them. Right, because at some point they're there for us. So a demon originally was an energy that then was nurtured. It was given more and more energy, and it morphed into an entity that has never incarnated as a human being. That's essentially what a demon is. They're emotional energy that has morphed into sometimes over thousands of years or tens of thousands of years. Right, they've morphed into this thing.
Right.
And so it's not as simple as we just gave them permission. It's that we have power. We have power to transform or transcend them. And
mm-hmm.
when we have, if we are in that vibration, where we are being attacked, we are learning how to overcome those aspects of ourselves for which we have guilt or shame. Right,
mm-hmm.
because that's what the demons always represent, something that we already
right.
feel guilty for or ashamed of.
Yes.
And
uh-huh.
they play on that aspect of ourselves, if we, you know, have an issue with our body consciousness or we have an issue with our sexuality, right, they're going to attack and make fun of or create chaos in those aspects of our lives for us to deal with those things. When we have dealt with those things, then we can say, no, no more. And spirit will show you a way to transform or shift that energy. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we mean by agreement or invitation. I had a very interesting experience though I was not expecting. I was invited to dinner at a friend's house, and she deliberately invited this guy that she knew. He had told her that he hadn't slept in 4 years. And she just sensed that I could help him. And so while she's cooking in the kitchen, he's telling me that he called on a demon. He didn't believe that they existed. And so he called on them to prove their existence, and they did. And so he literally didn't sleep, you know, for more than an hour or two for 4 years at this point.
Right.
Right.
Just be careful what you ask for. Yes, yes.
So I did a healing on him. And here's the interesting part. It was the most powerful, crazy experience, but he had an army. He had an army and a couple of generals, and the army left, but the general did not leave. And mm-hmm. I said to him, you know that there's somebody left, and they're left because you're not letting them go. And he says, I know. And I said, is it because you? He says, I'm not prepared to be alone yet. I said, okay, then as long as you know that, own that. You know, don't give it the power that you've given it thus far.
Right.
And that was the last time I ever saw or heard of him. And, you know, I know that healing that took place shifted things dramatically. But most of all, he was empowered now to move forward and make a decision on his own.
Right. But don't you love it when you're invited to dinner at people's houses and you go to work?
It was so unexpected. I mean, the funniest thing is that the woman is in the kitchen. It was like a one big room apartment, and she was in the kitchen, and she had her back to us. And I just remember her having this cute little kitchen. Why can't I think of the thing that you wear so you don't get dirty? Apron. She had
a
kitchen apron, she's dicing carrots. And this guy, he said, I'm standing behind him with my hands on his head, and he's writhing. His face is beet red. The veins are popping out of his neck. Like there's this whole other situation going on, and she's chopping carrots, enjoying her Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah, of course. Well, why shouldn't you? She wasn't involved.
Exactly.
She wasn't doing the work. You were right.
It was hilarious. But I was so grateful for that experience because. You know, that to me was the biggest, you know, any foe that we address in ourselves, in our lives, in our outer world, it's all about boundaries, how we set boundaries with ourselves and others.
Big one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. So I'm just getting everybody an FYI. Yes, you know Suzanne does take a break at this time. Normally, yes, Suzanne does take a break. I am going to forgo that break tonight because of the short time with Tracy, and you know we're enjoying her so much, and she, you know, and I have someone I'm coming on. It's 6:30 because we had a glitch in scheduling stuff, but I will definitely have her back, and we will do the kind of the full hour that I usually always do. We got as we've done our rundown time here. We got maybe 7 minutes, but so share what you think is the most important. I mean, I can't really say that because there's so many different levels of what we're talking about here. But that you feel at least that you've run into with so many different people. There's always patterns, and everyone is individual for every person. But there's always like that kind of that one that sort of comes up usually, rears its head, and a lot of different people's lives that you could sort of like share with my audience. And again, it's Tracy. The book is called Conquer Your Karmic Relationships. I'm assuming you can get it everywhere. Heal Spiritual Trauma. Open up your heart and restore your story, soul. And it's Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-E, Sunblazer, DUNBLAZIER.com. You know, you can always go to my website if you didn't catch it. And, of course, you can go to my website and you can go to my Blob Talk section and you can download this this show. And we will definitely have her back. I will be looking at my schedule coming up here. So we'll definitely do this again. And maybe we'll even do maybe we'll even jump into the pond and do a webinar together, which is always – they're always cool. So that would be great. Those are the ones we really get down.
So. Yes, yes, indeed. If you don't mind, I would like to read this little paragraph that comes from the third chapter, which is called Unity. And unity is your karmic relationship to others and the environment. And the tagline is, karma defines your options. The universe is conspiring to expand them. And it says, unity is the coming together of all the parts of ourselves, loved, misunderstood, and unknown. It is this unity that is the basis for our relationship to others. The harmony or chaos we have within ourselves is no more evident than in the relationship we have to our communities and our environment, or how we treat ourselves, each other, and the planet with all her creatures. Our personal integration begins with understanding our current beliefs. Beliefs aren't truths. They are the bridges we cross to the truth. Because what the world needs now
is right.
Is love.
Isn't that
sweet
true?
Love, right? Whatever people
the
believe.
The thing is, I always loved the words of the song. I, you know, having a musical background, I was never really crazy about the music. Don't ask me why. It was too smolty, whatever it was. But it was just the words did not – the music did not do the words right. I guess I'm saying that backwards.
Right. Yes, I get it.
So, but the thing is, it was catchy. I got it's a catchy thing, and a catchy thing is probably good for, you know, most people to sort of, like, remember the name of the song. But you're absolutely right. I tend to lean more to the Beatles, All We Need Is Love. Because I have
yes,
to like
all you need is love.
And, yeah, exactly. I happen to like that's kind of catchy, but it has a little more depth with it. So that's sort
exactly.
of what I tend to use. But I know exactly what you're saying, and it's true. And the thing is, I don't have to tell you, and we don't have to belabor this, but the bottom line, that's always true, no matter what's going on. But when you're in a world that keeps on getting crazier and crazier, it's sort of like, you know, have we forgotten, you know? So.
Right, and here's the thing: how people relate to love or anything in their life, it's based on their belief systems, and
absolutely.
Their belief systems, and sometimes what they've been taught is not the truth that they believe it to be, and that's our the beliefs we have guide us towards the truth. It helps us understand deeper levels of ourself and humanity, but the truth is always going to include others. It's not going to ever exclude them. So when we have beliefs about ourselves or others that exclude people, that minimize them, that marginalize them, that diminish them in any way, that's what we have to begin to recognize that we are doing to ourselves first and then to others and then to change that.
And that's
so
and that's a full job.
Yeah. Yes,
that's more
yes,
than watching the person drink the Cabernet and cutting up the carrots.
Exactly. Well, it is a lifetime commitment and choice.
Yes.
You know,
it's the whole thing is time
and space.
Right. We never get there. It's ongoing. I mean, it's, you know.
Yes.
It's like, you know, the waves of that ocean, they're just going to keep coming up every day, maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter, maybe a little higher, a little lower. But it's always going to keep coming up. That's the program.
Exactly.
As far
yes,
as I know,
exactly.
as long as we're on this. So.
Yes.
So this has been a joy. And I'm definitely going to look at my schedule. Let me know if you're really serious about doing a webinar.
Yes.
They're usually hour and a half. They're usually, you know, select people whoever sign up for it. And they're usually quite wonderful, and I like doing them a lot, because one of the things I have to say I love teaching, and the pandemic really forced me into teaching again, and because
yes.
I was able to reach so many people in so many different places, because when you live on, you know, when you live in one place in the world and other people live in the other world, you know, it's kind of, it's, you know, and every, like every, my friends in California, I would see them every year in the fall in October, and it's like, they're a little, you know, they're a little PO'd at me that I haven't seen them in the last 2 years. And I go like, well, although Austin's pretty forgiving about it, it's like, yeah, it's called like, well, there's a few things going on that I haven't been able to get out there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm 100% there with you on the webinar. Name the date and I'll make it happen.
You got it. All right, Tracy. Again, it's Tracy with T-R-A-C-E-E, dunblazer.com. Catch her book. Conquer Your Relationships, Heal Spiritual Trauma to Open Up Your Heart and Restore. It has been a thrill, and we will definitely make this happen. Okay, guys, so we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back in a moment, and we will have Mr. Thomas John on. Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
How you doing, dear?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. So we just I finished my last segment, so and I just did a break-in thing, and I still got a lot of people online, and I'm sure that they're willing to hang out with us for a while. So anyway, let's just first of all remind everybody that Thomas and I are doing one of our famous galleries again next week, March the 15th. You know, to go to SuzanneNorthup.com and get your tickets. They always do really well. They sell out lots of times, and we just, you know, we try to give people some time to you know, register and stuff, and because they come in the last minute, so we get the last thing, like at 4 o'clock. You know, are there still tickets? And I go like, well, you know, you should definitely check it out and not wait to the last minute thing, which is usually pretty crazy. But anyway, that's Thomas and I. It's 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m., I believe. We do 2 hours, and it'll be next Tuesday, March the 15th at 7 p.m. So it's great to have you, even if it's going to be for a short time, but it'll be really nice to like sort of catch everybody up with what's kind of going on. So is there anything that you want to mention about our event next week at all, Thomas?
No, I'm really excited about it. You know, like you said, there's always a wonderful opportunity to connect to spirit and kind of, you know, as we've said before, that even when you don't get a message necessarily from, you know, a loved one directly, the experience is so positive and so uplifting. And a lot of people really do get a lot out of it. So,
yes. And I know that, you know, I get lots of emails afterwards, I'm sure as you do, that, you know, one of the things that people seem to be very much happy about is they have the both of us. And since we haven't been traveling over this last 2 years together, they've been, you know, very happy to be able to still connect to us, you know, via Zoom with all the stuff that's gone on that we have. We have actually done... See, we've done one event together. We did the one in December. Yes, in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm, yeah, we did the.
So that
was
like, I think that's the only. Is that the only live one we've done in 2 years, or did we do that 2 years in a row? We did it 2 years in a row, or did we not?
I think we did the one. I think we did the other one virtually. The we didn't do it the other time. No,
that's right. We didn't end up doing it. Yeah. Yeah. yes. So anyway, yeah. People were absolutely thrilled that that they were able to get into it, you know, live in their place in Massachusetts. So we are, I want everybody to know that we are still in our head toying with some places that we can be coming up. I would say if they don't happen in the spring or maybe even the summer, I think we've talked about trying to do something again in the fall in person.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it's like all, you know, we had things planned and then we had to sort of things changed again and the Omicron came back and so we just, you know, did the thing again. So we'll just keep ourselves posted and you will see us in body again this lifetime, I promise you. But in the meantime, we'll just try to do it the best way that we can between, you know, Thomas's schedule, my schedule, and the travel things adds a kind of a whole other layer in it. I think, now, were you in Orlando or are you going to Orlando?
I am going to be in Orlando soon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Yes. So where are the couple of places that you're going to be? So we're going to be doing, like I said, you know, Thomas and I will be doing our Zoom gallery event next Tuesday, March the 15th. So do you want to mention to people some of your in-person stuff that you got coming up for people to see you?
Yeah, I've got a couple of small things, you know, like Chicago, you know, a couple of in-person things. I actually have something in Raleigh coming up over the summer, but so far, I'm really just doing the small groups of eight. I think I have one group larger maybe in Michigan, but, yeah, I haven't been doing a lot of that stuff either. So I'm looking forward to that
right.
Picking up. And, yeah, as you said, we'll definitely add some stuff in, you know, in the future. We'll get together and do that.
Yep. That'll be fun. So. You want to take a couple of calls? Just check them out here. We'll give a couple of calls, a couple of messages, and then
that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So okay, I think I got to get back here because I'm notorious for hitting wrong buttons here, and when I hit wrong buttons, it's never a good thing. Okay, so let's try here. This person's been most people have been waiting for a long time, so let's just see what we got here. Let's try this call here. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Wendy from Sacramento, California. Such a privilege to speak with all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being
well,
on.
We're happy about that. So we decided to give a couple messages tonight, Wendy. So, you know, the lines are off the hook. So I think you say they hit the the ring and the that you do in the merry-go-round. So how can we help you? Who would you like to talk to, or just you know go for
well,
it? What do you have in mind?
I'm on Social Security, and my sister and I want to move. Our lease is up at the end of April, so I am applying to get another job. To work from home, and Kaiser Permanente is a great company, and they actually moved me to the next step to do some online testing, which I completed last Friday, I think it was, and so I hope that they move me to the next step, and I'm wondering if my sister Leslie and I will be moving and signing a new lease elsewhere together. Her work situation has changed. She's still working, but it's more
okay, so
working
Wendy,
on her own. So
okay,
will
so
we be moving?
We don't want any more information. I'm going to turn this one over to Thomas because he does more of this than I do. And I'm thinking he can probably give you sort of a direct pointer on to answering some of your questions. So go for it, Thomas.
Wendy, can I ask you first off, has your father passed?
Yes, his name is Ralph. God bless his soul, a wonderful father.
Okay, because I feel that immediately when you were talking about when you're bringing up your question, I do feel a mail-in spirit coming through. I feel a very loving presence with him. I feel a father energy. I see him being kind of like almost like the feeling that I'm getting would be that he's kind of almost in a way like he's working behind the scenes to kind of make things happen for you. I get the feeling that he's telling me that it's kind of like things have not really been easy for you, and there hasn't been kind of a clear path, and I feel like, you know, he is on the other side kind of steering you in the right direction. Of course, we have to make our own decisions here. And one of the messages that I'm hearing from Spirit is just to, kind of allow things to happen. And it's like things are going to go in the direction that they're supposed to go. And it's like kind of you may have what they're showing me is you may have a certain map of how things are going to happen. And they might happen in kind of a similar but a different way almost. So, but it does look like as far as moving, as far as getting into a better place financially, I do feel like I am sensing that energy. And I do feel like, yeah, you know, I feel like something like that is kind of happening and stuff. So I would say yes on that. I do feel some good energy with that and stuff. I just feel like, your dad kind of wants you to, I don't want to say trust, but it's almost like I feel like your dad kind of wants you to just kind of, you know, trust that it's like, okay, things are going to happen the way they're supposed to happen and stuff. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's basically the feeling that I'm getting.
Well, that's wonderful. And my beloved mother, Luana, is in heaven, and my beloved brother, David, passed around 2015 and around March the 2nd. He's much younger than me. So I appreciate that. And I believe in positive thinking. And Kaiser Permanente, it would be the appointment desk. People would call in and I would schedule appointments for them with their doctor. But that may be inside a building, and I think I'd be safer working remotely from home. So, and with the cost of living, I have to get something to supplement.
I got you.
Yeah,
it's
good.
called the world,
good.
My dear. We all have to. that's called that's the way the world has been for a while. So take care of yourself. The best to you and your sister. And thanks for calling in.
Thank you. What does Thomas have to say?
That's what Thomas just said. Thomas is the one that gave you that information.
Okay. All right.
Okay? All right. All right. Wendy, take care.
Well,
all right.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think she got us mixed up, Thomas.
Are you
still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, that was a thing. Well, you know, stranger things in life have happened here. Yes. So now we'll take another caller. But before we take another caller, I know that you also are doing your ship thing. Is that your celebrity ship thing or your event you're doing?
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about
I'm
that.
There's a cruise I'm gearing up to take. We have it's going to be a Caribbean cruise. I am doing teaching on the cruise for we're doing about 14 hours of coursework, readings, messages, different things. So there's going to be lots of opportunity, one-on-one, you know, interaction and stuff. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're gearing up to actually set sail towards the end of the month here, March 27th. I believe the ship is basically filled. But there are a couple of spots left if you had the impulse to, you know, possibly get, you know, wanted to sign up to take a cruise. We, you know, obviously we do the teaching on sort of like, you know, the evening after you come back from, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, dead times where we're at sea and things. So, I'm really excited about it, and we're going to, you know, see how we do with it. But it's going to be exciting.
Well, I've done a few of cruises, and what I found about them, which I don't know if you've ever cruised or not, but I found is that, you know, what I liked about them was that when you're on a ship, you're literally, you're on water. And as I don't have to tell you, water is a conductor. So I know for myself, I was flying mm-hmm. the whole time I was there. It was like, I don't think I landed the whole time I was on the ship. So I found mm-hmm. that part kind of really, really interesting. And I think that was able to factor itself in to the people that attended. That, you know, they were, unless they had, you know, those people, the people do get seasickness, unfortunately. But those really could pull in that energy, that womb energy of being on the water. It was great for classes, for teaching, for messages and stuff. So I think that anybody that that jumps on this with you, I think they're going to find themselves really, really, really happily flying, and flying in
yeah,
a good way,
I
agree. in a
yeah.
good way. So.
Oh yeah, so I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a very good opportunity and for people. So yeah, if you want to sign up for that, there still is that opportunity to do that and stuff. So.
Mm-hmm. Good. Sounds great. So, okay, let's take another caller here and see where we are. Again, reminder for everybody, Thomas and I are doing our live event gallery next Tuesday, March the 15th. I believe it's 7 to 9. All tickets are on SuzanneNorthrup.com. Check them out. If you have any issues, of course, you can always call the office at 888-692-8111, 888-692-8111. And because I know, believe it or not, people still like to have access to the phone. My office, we do still answer phones, return phone calls, and if somebody has any questions or anything else that they want to know or ask about it. And by the way, all of these events are recorded on video, so not only do you get to see us, but you get to rehear it. Even if you haven't got messages, as Thomas says, a lot of times we get messages through other people's messages, and sometimes we need to hear them back again because sometimes we do miss it. I mean, that's the absolute truth.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you know, there's so much going on and emotional stuff and everything else that that we sometimes miss these messages. So
mm-hmm.
you will be able to listen to them again and sort of like tune into it. So okay, let's
mm-hmm.
take this caller here. Hi, you're on the air with Suzanne and Thomas.
Hi, this is Vincent calling from New York.
Hi, Vincent from New York. How are you?
Okay. I have a two-part job question. The first part is I was supposed to start a new job today, and they postponed it till next week. It's temp to hire full-time. I did work for this company, and I got fired, but it was a different division and completely different because this is a brewery. The company I worked for before was a brewery-owned division. So I'm wondering if this job is going to work out and go full time. Then the other part of that question is, on Friday I had a job interview with a company called Ball, which is the competitor of the company I just got fired from, and I'm wondering if anything is going to come of that. They said it'll be a couple weeks before I know, a week or two.
Okay. All right, then.
Hmm. Well, I definitely see you beginning work. I feel like I am feeling like you are going to be. I feel like you are going to be beginning work. I feel like there's been a lot of miscommunication, misunderstanding. You know, things that didn't line up the correct way, and I feel like that is behind you. And now you can now I feel that you can actually now I actually feel like you can, you know, start on the path that you need to start on. So I think this is actually going to be a good thing for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you see anything of the job I interviewed for on Friday?
I'm not really getting a strong pull with you there. I don't know, for some reason I don't feel a strong energy with that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Vincent.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Right,
take
bye-bye.
Care. Bye-bye. So, seems to be people looking for work, which is kind of really interesting because I think that we're, I mean, at least from my Geiger counter, as they say, is that we really are in an era where people that, you know, are looking for work and want to get gigs, they have, you know, a lot of options. And I don't think that not a lot of people, and this is just in my experience, people that I've been around and I've been working with, they have a lot more options than we have had for probably a long, long time about the work industry. And certainly, you know, focusing on something that you want to do that you like and hopefully be compensated for it as opposed to what has been in the past. So I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. Competition is always a good thing. So, and like I said, there are, you know, I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, have not worked for a while, and you know, they're saying like, okay, so this is a good thing. This is a good thing.
I think there's been a lot of changes and stuff, and people are shifting into that for sure.
Yeah, and I think like I say, you know, I mean, my understanding is most definitely a person's market that wants to really, you know, they feel like they can, you know, they don't have to get stuck with something that they really, really hate, that they can really try to, like, at least even if they start on a certain level, kind of like work their way up to more in the areas that they want to. Because I know there's been a lot of people, as well as you meet, that, you know, they're in gigs that they really don't like, and unfortunately we spend a lot of our lives working, so it's, you know, it'd be nice to have something that you like. Nice to be something that you like. So we'll take another call here just real quick. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas.
Oh, hey, thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim, and I'm calling from New York. And I was just going to see if there was any messages of spirit to me regarding.
Are you still there? Hello? Okay. Is that you, Thomas?
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, is the other person
I'm
still
here?
Oh, you
I don't
are.
Believe so. I think they.
Oh, did they go?
Sounds like they dropped
oh, God.
Out.
It just like disappeared.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask him to call back. That was really strange. That was very, very strange. Okay. Let's try this one here then. We'll try on this. Hi, you're on the air with Susanna Thomas. Hello? Okay, it looks like we're in Never Never Land here, Thomas. I don't know. We'll try one more. Okay. Hi, you're on air with Thomas and Suzanne. Hello.
Hello, my name is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Good. How can we help you, my dear?
I would just like a message from Spirit.
Okay. Can you be a little more specific about that? Because that's a wide range.
My apologies. I'm reference to career.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
In reference to career, job.
Okay. That's different than asking about Spirit, my dear. Okay?
Okay.
That's why
okay.
I'm asking you a specific, you know, spirit generally means people that have crossed over, people that have passed over, that kind of thing. That's a different reference than what you're talking about. And since the theme has sort of been job, that's why I felt I had to step in and ask you so that we know for sure we're clear here.
Okay.
Give me your first name, please, dear. Oh, you said Kimberly.
Kimberly.
Got it. Okay. So this has to be a quick one because we're running out of time. So, but Thomas is usually pretty good about that, and this is like his area. So, I guess he's hitting the jackpot tonight on that.
I do want to say, Kimberly, that I do feel a grandmother around you that's guiding you, and I feel that. I definitely feel that this was a woman of faith. I feel that she believed in God, a higher power. I feel that she is definitely around you. And I feel that, so I do feel her. I'm not getting a lot from her, but I do feel like she is kind of popping in around you. I do see some job stuff happening for you, but I do want to talk about something where I feel you doing something with your own business. I feel like you're talking about something where they want you to kind of open up to that possibility. So I don't know if you, I don't know if you've thought about having your own business. I don't know if that's something that, you know, you would be open to, but I feel like they are talking about you having your own business for some reason. I get a feeling of you having your own business. So, yeah, that's what I'm feeling as far as that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, Kimberly.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're welcome, my dear. Okay. All right. Well, we're down to the wire here. We have 4 minutes left. So I know that you've been doing a lot of different teachings, and I think you should probably share with the people, Thomas, like some of the, you know, classes that you got coming up or some of the places that you got coming up. And, again, you know, Thomas and I's event is next Tuesday, March the 15th at 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m. And, of course, you can get all those tickets, again, on my website, SuzanneNorthup.com, and sort of check it out. And, Susie, it's pretty cool. We have a lot of fun, and we get into some really quite wonderful messages from people that have lost folks. And, you know, yes, there's always folks that have questions about job, but I have to say it's mostly mediumship kind of questions here. So you want to tell everybody like, some of the things you got going on, Thomas?
Yes. I mean, I have a couple of courses coming up. I do have online events. I have a Mother's Day event coming up in May. I have a couple of my Developing the Intuitive Mind course will be starting April 27th. So that's like a psychic development course, and that goes for several weeks, April through June. So, yeah, I definitely have some exciting things come up. All of them are always at mediumthomas.com. You click on events, and then you sign up. So there's several opportunities for courses and workshops and things like that. So,
Yes, I also, by the way, I've got a Mother's Day event coming up as well. So you can check out both of our times, and they're always really, really, really kind of sort of like special events. And this month I have a couple other things. I do have a small group, and I still have a couple people available for that, which is the 23rd. And then I have a webinar with Linda Finch, which is actually quite wonderful. It'll be March the 22nd. So you can check out either one of those. It's always great hanging out with you, Thomas. And we will catch up next week, and we will catch up next week. And sort of like, you know, and you're back on the East Coast now, correct?
I am. Mm-hmm.
And how are you enjoying that?
I'm loving it, actually.
Good.
I'm loving it and feeling like it's a positive and stuff. So. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, I'm happy to have you on my side of neck of the woods. So that's again. Thanks, Thomas. And we will, again, our event is next Tuesday, March the 15th, 7 p.m., 7 to 9 p.m. You get the both of us, and you get it on video. And it's always fun. And besides fun, as always, we definitely get into some intense but quite wonderful and loving messages from everybody. So This is Suzanne signing out. You can check out, again, my website, SuzanneArthur.com. See everything else I got going on, as well as what Thomas got going on here. He's got his cruise at the end of the month. We'll talk to him again when we have our event next week about that coming up, and a lot of other things here. So, as always, I hope that everything you want may be yours. Signing out, and best of love to everyone.
So you sounded like you were busy. I'll read it to you. It just came in. And it was got to be done by Thursday morning. How do I get it notarized? What do I notarize? My rent thing?
I'll tell you in a minute. Okay.
My associate, Shelley McGinnis, has entered all rent payment data on a Excel spreadsheet. In light of multiple adjustments, we agree to adjust to revamp the affidavit to simply reference the ledger figures so there could be no dispute about charges and payments. We should all have affidavit revisions done by early Wednesday, and we'd like to have everything notarized by Thursday morning. No need to do a number crunching or checking on the end of this time. So his associate did this. Was she on the line now?